Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, so if you listen to part two of our four film extravaganza two-parter, in which we, part two was The Boys in the Boat and The Iron Claw, you'll hear us make reference to having talked about Maestro. I had to cut that out. I tell you that in that episode, and I tell you to come here to Clooney versus Cooper. Check it out.
Yeah, George Clooney is he's a very traditional director, I think, for the most part. He's not an experimental director. He's not going to give you a Fincher film or anything like that. I don't think it's in his DNA. But that's okay.
As an actor, yes. You might see him in that film, but as a director, no, you're right. I think at least to this point, he's proven to be a safer one comparison. You saw Maestro, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's kind of compare Maestro to this. Maestro to me is a much more dangerous film, in the sense that it's not afraid. Its subject matter is going to ruffle some feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Boys in the Boat is less likely to ruffle feathers.
If it ruffles feathers, it's for what it's not, not for what it is.
Yes. Whereas I think Maestro, which is I think Bradley Cooper is a far more risk taking than Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean he's a better director? It just means he's a different kind of director. And I think, Maestro, I think what's interesting about Maestro, which is about Leonard Bernstein, is that he's not your favorite character in the film.
No.
And while you might think, well, why did they make a film about him? Well, because if they named the movie after his wife,
right.
Which is Carrie Mulligan in the film plays his wife, and she is the far more sympathetic character in the story. And even to a certain degree, the more interesting character in the story.
Mm-hmm.
To me, Maestro, again, it's a different sort of film that I think you'll see. I don't know that it's better made.
Right.
But I think because it's riskier, it's less. What? I mean, you could say that it's not. I guess you could debate whether or not it's a happy ending. And a lot of that will depend on feelings about, a hero of classical world being, a gay man who sort of was closeted.
Right.
Sort of. So I think, and maybe that's because it's more contemporary. Maybe it hits differently.
Well, yeah, I mean, and Maestro, people aren't heroes, Maestro is not it's not meant to be a heroic film. It's meant to be a story of a man, and his life.
Who, by some estimation, is a hero, what he did for classical music and music in general. Was tremendous. I would just say that the two stories, one is just, one feels a little more dangerous than the other, and I think I probably like them both similar, mm-hmm. you know, but even they're radically different, and one feels riskier, and I would probably be more likely to side with Maestro as you know, if I was giving awards between the two.
Yeah, yeah, in a vacuum of the two, Maestro.
Maestro would be the would be the winner.
But we have a mob this year, so we'll have to see how that all shakes out.
Well, exactly. No, and that's and again, I'm thinking about I'm supposed to start handing in some nominations and things to tomorrow, and
yeah.
I'm in a position where it's almost like, you know what, I'm going to throw out some ideas, and I'm going to see what everyone else throws out, yeah. And don't be too shocked if the five people I nominate
don't match everyone else's.
Well, don't match everyone else's, but don't even match mine when we do nominations for Utah Film Critics,
Right. Thank God we have till next week for that.
Yeah. And so,
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We're still, and it's funny because sometimes you just, As a human being, you forget how good something was, or you forget, or you just didn't think of, oh yeah, that, okay, actually, someone else will point, no, this is better, and you might disagree, or sometimes you'll be like, actually, you know what, I'm looking at it from a little different perspective, and this is what we do when we do voting. We sit in a room, and we talk and say, okay, why do you think this? And someone might say something that you go, oh, you know what? Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I was leaning one way, but you know what you just said.
Got, yep. That happened a lot last year.
Way. So I think that, first of all, it awards are so, it's hard to be definitive. It's right. Hard to be definitive. We'll see a lot of movies that I think get a lot of momentum, mm-hmm. and let's, be honest, there's, this is like sports. And when you insert a committee, you don't necessarily, there's not a way to really compare all of these things. In a way, and in sports, I guess the comparison be with, you can't really compare all the conferences. You can't compare this person who played these games against these teams and this person who played against these teams because they're different teams, or they're different. There's just so many different factors that go into that. Hopefully, I guess sports is getting rid of that in with the playoff. But even then, there's still going to be, I guess the closest you get is the NCAA tournament, where they let a ton of people in.
Yep.
Because you figure even the ones that didn't make it weren't really going to
go probably,
historically speaking, Cinderella teams don't get past the Sweet 16.
Yep.
Sometimes they do, but it's very rare, and that's just the way it is, and they don't ever win, the whole thing.
But they could, and that's the joy of sport.
But they could, yes. But, so there is an element of, is it fair that I think Maestro is a better film? No, not necessarily. But I do.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I didn't enjoy Boys in the Boat quite a bit. I just think But well, and I can tell you, my mother will enjoy Boys in the Boat more than she'll enjoy Maestro. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, certain tastes and the way we're wired, and
yep,
there will be voters who love the nostalgia sense. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, that's how certain films get their momentum, is because you get a vocal group that are like, oh, but it feels, again, maybe to your point, feels like Chariots of Fire. Remember how much we love Chariots of Fire, and Chariots of Fire was, you know, Academy Award winning. So why can't this be? And, you know, that might be the argument that people go, well, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Sometimes it's not making the case for a film. It's just diffusing a case against a film. So
I guess, yeah.
To at least give it a shot.
Anyway.
But yeah, so that's...
So see, Boys in the Boat is good, you know, and Maestro, which is going to be on Netflix and it's in theaters, is, I think, also good as well.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly for Carey Mulligan, but I was just... The reason why that came to mind is I think Bradley Cooper, as a director and an actor, well, more as a director half, challenges himself in ways that maybe George Clooney doesn't.
Right.
As far as the material he's taken on, or what he's done with the material he's taken on.
One could say it's challenging to try to make a crew movie compelling.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even, you know, Cinderella Man, you know, Russell Crowe, Ron Howard. But it's boxing, and that's just a much more visceral sport. So it's a little easier to get your foot in it. Or, but crew, it's like, so, you know, he might, there's a challenge to that, yeah, but not necessarily in the way that Maestro is challenging. So, you know, so maybe he's just looking at it a little different, but yeah, they definitely take two different directorial approaches.
But there's, you know, there's a yeah, I don't know, but you would almost put them in the same genre. Of historical,
yeah, actually
biopic sort of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, but again,
it's, but it's two different ways of approaching it. Yeah. That's crazy. Okay. So that's three of the movies. That's just three of the movies that we have not talked about yet. That is insane.
I hope you enjoyed this look at Ryan and I discussing the differences of approach between directors George Clooney and Bradley Cooper and their films, The Boys in the Boat and Maestro. Hope you enjoyed everything you're listening to so far. Let us know how we're doing, and stay safe, and we will talk to you all later. Bye-bye.